Will you pray with me? May the meditations of our hearts, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I think I found a winning strategy whenever I'm asked to speak before you. All I have to do is recruit Pastor Stacy and Nonoy so that I will not have to prepare a long message. But I do have a story to tell you, a story of God. As he was setting out on a journey, a man came running and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all this since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it will be to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were astonished and began to ask themselves, "Then who will be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God everything is possible." Peter began to say, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house and or brothers or sisters or mothers or fathers or children or fields who will not inherit 100-fold in this age, house, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The story of God for the people of God. Amen. A child was reading his Bible before going to sleep and happened upon this passage in Mark and immediately jumped out of bed and ran into his parents' bedroom and exclaimed, "Mommy, Mommy, Jesus said, rich people cannot go into heaven." "Go back to your bed," came the calm reply. "We are not rich." There you have it, folks. That is our message for today. And those of you who are thinking of buying a ticket to win that lottery jackpot, may as well forget it if you want to go into the kingdom of God. I do confess, I always joke that I keep on praying to God, God, please make me win the lottery. And God always responds back to me, buy a ticket first. But full disclosure, last Friday night, when I learned about that billion lottery jackpot, I told my wife to call my daughter and ask her to buy a ticket. Fortunately, or perhaps unfortunately, I don't know, my daughter told us they did not make it to the store in time. Truth be told, I always read the lectionary for Sundays whenever I'm about to speak. And for some reason, this passage from Mark was last Sunday's lectionary reading from the gospel. And I was convicted to use this message. And I always spend the last night before the Sunday I'm going to preach to craft a message. And honestly, I couldn't come up with one. Still, for some reason, for the last several weeks, I have been convicted to talk about this, because I know this passage is about discipleship. But I confess I never really understood why. And probably that is why I couldn't write anything that I thought would be of substance to share with you. Then last week, my wife and I visited Pastor Bob Isip, for those of you who know him, and his wife Marlou in Santa Maria. We got there on Thursday. Thursday night, Pastor Bob held his regular Bible study. This is a structured Bible study with a study guide. And for some reason, their passage that they were studying was about the pearl of great price. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this. A merchant, finding a pearl of great price, sold everything that he had to get that pearl. And the message for us that night was, when you find something, or when that merchant found something, he did everything to become no longer a merchant. Think about it. You're a merchant. You sell everything that you have to get one pearl. Does that make you a merchant still? No. Jesus, looking at the rich young ruler, loved him and said, you lack one thing. Go sell everything that you own. Give it to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come. Follow me. What do we lack? What do we lack? The point, I think now, of the story is there is nothing we can do to inherit eternal life. Why? Because that is given to us freely. Freely. We don't have to lift one finger to earn it. Still, Jesus asks us or tells us, you lack one thing. What do we lack? The merchant, finding that pearl of great price, gave himself up, stopped being a merchant already to gain that pearl. Brothers and sisters, this is what discipleship is all about. It's not about what we own. It's not about what we can give. It's not about what we can share. It's not about how we can serve. It is about what do we lack. Think about it. What do you lack? What do you lack so that you can go not grieving, but you can go praising? That is discipleship. That is the message of God to me, to us this morning. And to that God alone be all glory, now and forever. Amen.